This is the honest truth about going to singles events. My first piece of advice is you can't take it too seriously. Like, you have to go into it thinking, I'm doing this for the plot, because you don't want to put any pressure on it. Go in with no expectations. Like, you can't take it too seriously. Last piece of advice is just be a girl's girl. If you see a girl who showed up by herself and she doesn't have anyone to talk to, call her over, bring her in. I've actually made really cool friends by going to these types of events.
Paying to attend a singles event just to make friends with other women who also pay to meet men makes no sense. Ladies, you've scared men away. We don't feel comfortable at singles events, the gym, work, bars, or any social setting. Why? Because you've labeled normal interaction as harassment.
Went to a singles mixer, and only women showed up.
Yeah, that simp era is coming to an end. When men had to be alone, we found our way to cope and nobody cared. In the very near future, women will deal with the loneliness men have been dealing with for years. They will not fare as well.
So I went to a singles event, and when I got there, it was literally 90% women. And I was like, I'm gonna go now.
Yeah, most of the men tapped out and are just focusing on self-improvement. Enjoy your kitty parties.
There's so many sexless men, and that's just not healthy. What are they doing wrong?
They're doing a lot of stuff wrong. They need to get their health sorted out, get their finances sorted, and miraculously, if you start making more money and you start hitting the gym looking good, you might start feeling more confident. You might start walking around with more self-esteem. Okay, that is contagious. Women can smell that on a man.
Now they are shaming men for being single. Attracting a woman through money seems like a bad idea. Stay single, men. Your personal well-being is the most important thing in your life. Nothing else matters. No one else matters ever.
Men need to stay single because majority of these women are not worth your time. These women be having all these standards telling you, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta jump through all these hoops and hurdles to get them, knowing dang on well these are unrealistic expectations. And you know what? You could thank social media for that, because all these women have all these thirsty dudes in their DMs, all these simps that's all on these dating apps, telling them what they want to hear, telling them all these things, and they get the big head thinking that, you know what? Well, all these dudes want me, so you know what? I am gonna raise my standards. Don't be focused on them. Just stay single, focus on yourself, build yourself up, because I'm telling you right now, if you go out here and try to live up to these women's standards, you will lose.
There are more single men without kids than there are single women without kids. Yet the narrative online would make it seem like it's men out here that got kids and it's hard to find a man who don't have baby mama. No, it's actually more in reverse. I always say the loneliest person is a single man.
Yes. In what universe?
In general, there are much more lonely men, and the loneliest person is a single man, not a single woman. Because again, if that single woman tomorrow decides, I want a man's attention, she can do a few things to make it happen ASAP. I don't care who she is. That man does not have those same avenues.
And you saying they not getting no action, Jackson?
None.
Wow.
She can't even fathom what he's saying. The average woman has her DMs flooded with men, ready to give time, attention, dates, etc. The average man is nothing close to this.
I have everything every guy wants. I don't know why I still can't find a man. Enlighten me. What does every guy want? Well, I'm financially free, outspoken, educated, sexually experienced. Okay. What else? Those are all positive things, except for the sexually experienced one, which we can touch on another time, but that's not what a man is seeking. Ladies, your life achievements are not what makes you valuable to a man. Your femininity is what makes you attractive. And typically the boss babes that you find empowering are going to exhibit ultra-masculine traits that are frankly unappealing. Men will choose the waitress that brings him peace over the neurosurgeon that puts her career above all else. Are there outliers to this? Always. But if we're drawing generalizations, men are going to be most fulfilled when they have a purpose, and will choose a woman whose lifestyle and demeanor best fits the mold to allow him to complete that mission.
This is the real truth. Men aren't turning away because women are educated or ambitious. They're walking because the constant attitude kills peace. A man would rather have harmony than wrestle with ego battles every day. But instead of reflecting, most women just crank up the combativeness, proving exactly why men check out.
there's been a rise in singles events, meeting people kind of off apps, getting people off apps is a big thing. What a lot of the stats show is that people that go to these events mm-hmm. are mainly women.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think men don't go to these things?
What nightclubs are to men is what single events are to women. So if you're a guy going to a nightclub, one, you're going to have to pay to go in. Women go in free a lot of the time mm-hmm. because the clubs are looking for women because they bring the guys, right? So the clubs invite women because it brings the guys. So one, you're going to have to pay more than a woman to go in. Two, realistically, to get any kind of attention or succeed with a girl, you kind of have to be in the top 5% of guys in the club, either in terms of looks, in terms of status, or in terms of money.
Table.
Right? Exactly. Three, 9 times out of 10, the kind of girls who are regulars at nightclubs generally aren't the kind of girls that you're wanting to choose for a wife anyway. They don't have certain qualities that you're looking for long term.
Oh, so now it's where have all the men gone? Sorry, but you spent years flexing independence, bragging you don't need a man, and clowning the ones who tried. Guess what? Men listened. They stopped showing up to your mixers, brunches, and socials. You wanted freedom. Now sit with the emptiness it brought.
At every singles event, it's all women.
Yeah. That's exactly
what I don't want to do them anymore because it's so hard to get men to sign up. And I had one a few weeks ago and one of the guys was like, please do this again. This was awesome. I'm like, I will do it again if you promise to like get friends to come. Like, it's so hard to get guys to sign up. And he's like, no, why would I want more competition?
Yeah.
But why? Like, I guess both perspectives. Like, what do you think? But also as a guy. So if you told me when I was 27, hey, there's a singles event where there's going to be 20 to 25 really cool women, I'd be like, yeah, like that's sick. Like, why would I not go? I go to the bar to meet the single woman.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I go to the singles event where they actually want to meet me too?
Yeah.
But as guys, why did we never go to them?
Yeah, doesn't that take away like the thing of rejection? Like,
well, my perspective was this. I feel like guys are super sensitive to get rejected. And when you go to a singles event, there's an expectation that you should hook up or you should like meet somebody.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's like, oh, well, you got rejected. And maybe if you hit on somebody there and they don't like you, it's very in your face.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas if you get rejected at a bar, it's so like sugarcoated and so like
kind of disappear.
You can disappear or like just pretend like something happened. Yeah. You could hide.
What man wants to shell out cash just to get dismissed? What man wants to spend money for a glorified interview? What man wants to pay for entry, only to then cover food and drinks too? What man wants to pitch himself for 3 minutes per woman like it's a job fair? What man wants to gamble his money knowing most likely he'll leave with nothing? The answer's obvious, but I think you get the point.
Guys coming in, you know, they're like over 6 feet tall. They're making over six figures and they're wealthy. They're not unattractive. They actually put themselves together pretty well. And the fear I see is two fears. One is fear of rejection. They're terrified a woman's going to reject them and he's going to like die on the spot because his life is over. So rejection feels like death. The second piece though is fear that somehow if they do connect to a woman that she has no desire for love, she's going to be a complete sociopath and just ruin his life because that's what we read about online mostly. And that he's utterly terrified of being alone, but he's equally terrified of being not alone. And they're trapped in this endless spiral.
Yes, the fear is real. Rejection stings. Ending up with the wrong woman is draining, and even falling for the right one feels dangerous. Men live with the constant risk of being publicly shamed, cancelled, or branded as predators for the smallest actions. And since women now get paid online to exaggerate or fabricate harassment, the stakes are just too high for men to gamble with anymore.
We had a good time the last time, remember?
What I remember was that we spent half the time praying for husbands when the husband should have been there that night at the event. No.
You're being dramatic. It was a few dudes there.
It was three guys there, and two of them were there with their girlfriend. And then the other one was there with his wife.
It wasn't that bad. I'm telling you, it's going to hit tonight.
No, I'm not going to any more singles events, not at your church, okay? Where the ratio is 12 to 1. No, I'm not messing with you, bro. I'm not doing it. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on, sister? How are you?
Hey.
What's going on, sister?
Hey.
Y'all doing all right?
Good evening.
I'm ready to settle down with a good man is just code for I've run through, hit the wall, and now I need a safety net before I end up broke and alone. These women think men will forget the years of chaos, only to bait and switch with fake trauma excuses once the ring is on. But men aren't falling for it anymore. Why compete for leftovers when younger, loyal women exist worldwide? Passport bros figured it out first, and now the whole game's flipped against the 30-plus, born-again 304s. Thanks for watching Manhood. If you want access to exclusive episodes and want to support the channel, hit that join button and become a member. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video if it hit home. Drop your stories and thoughts in the comments. We read everyone. See you tomorrow.